This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. India crossed a grim milestone Wednesday of more than 200,000 people lost to the coronavirus as a devastating surge of new infections tears through dense cities and rural areas alike and overwhelms healthcare systems on the brink of collapse. The health ministry reported a single-day record of nearly 3,300 COVID-19 deaths within 24 hours. The country also reported nearly 363,000 new infections, a new global record. Mexico's pandemic death toll passed 345,000 Tuesday, though most states have not seen any rebound in coronavirus cases. There have been over 215,000 test confirmed deaths related to COVID-19, but Mexico does so little testing that many people die without having been tested. The CDC says fully vaccinated Americans no longer need to wear masks outdoors, with one exception. We get more from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's what CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky calls another step toward normalcy.
There are many situations where fully vaccinated people do not need to wear a mask, particularly if they are outdoors.
She says the exception is in a big crowd, like a stadium. The change comes amid hopeful signs: drops in virus cases, hospitalizations and deaths, increases in vaccinations, and data showing most virus transmission happens indoors.
If you're vaccinated, you can do more things more safely.
President Biden says more than a third of American adults are now fully vaccinated, and he hopes the new guidelines spur more people to get shots. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The U.S. State Department has ordered a significant number of its remaining staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave Afghanistan as the military steps up the pullout of American troops from the country. The department announced Tuesday that it had instructed all personnel to depart unless their jobs require them to be physically located in Afghanistan. The order was not specific as to the number of people affected, and the top diplomat at the embassy said it would affect only a small number, but it went well beyond the usual curtailment of staffers for security and safety reasons. A U.S. military ship fired warning shots after three vessels from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy came close to it and another American patrol boat in the Gulf. That's according to the U.S. military Tuesday. Such incidents have occurred occasionally over the past 5 years, though there has been a relative lull over the past year. While officials said it was too early to discern the exact motivation of the Iranian forces, they have said that generally in the past, such incidents are carried out by local commanders rather than directed by senior Iranian leaders. The closest the Iranian fast inshore attack craft came to the American ships was 68 yards. A Moscow court has ruled to restrict the activities of an organization founded by imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, pending a decision on whether it should be outlawed as an extremist group. The Moscow City Court's ruling on Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption is another step in a sweeping crackdown on President Vladimir Putin's most prominent critic, his allies, and his political infrastructure. By labeling the foundation and Navalny's network of regional offices as extremist groups, the authorities would effectively outlaw their activities, exposing members and supporters to long prison terms, and such a move would be a crippling blow to Navalny's team. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports for Nuclear Talks. The European Union's delegation has set out initial talk aims.
Officials say participants will continue their discussions in view of a possible return of the US to the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and on how to ensure the full and effective implementation of the accord. The US is not at the table because it unilaterally pulled out of the deal in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump, who wanted to exert maximum pressure to try and force Iran into renegotiating the pact with more concessions.
That's AP's Charles de Ledesma reporting. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.